Tamsin. I am an English language teacher from England. I've been teaching English language for 20 years now. My speciality is teaching advanced English language and academic English to adults, but I have taught a wide range of learners in my time, ranging from age 4 up to age 90-something. Wow. I love what I do, and I wanted to be able to share it more widely, particularly during our period of lockdown here in the UK. Many of my regular students were feeling quite isolated. Some of them were literally isolated, living in empty halls of residence, miles away from their families with no means of contact. And I just thought it would be nice to find a way of having daily contact with people, providing a little bit of daily English language revision for them, reinforcing the skills they work so hard on all year to build up, and which quite often slip a little during the summer months in any case. And then I was trying to think about how to do that. Now, I've co-authored textbooks before, and I was working on a few new book proposals. I always write my own materials for my classes. And then I realized that actually most people don't have time nowadays to sit and read a textbook, or at least we are used to a way of absorbing information which is different. So something which will allow me to do that 5 minutes a day, people will have the time to do that in a creative way, would be fantastic. And I was kind of twiddling my thumbs and looking around and thinking how I could do this. And then I realized I have a Lego mad son. I have a Lego mad husband. My house is filled with minifigures and bricks. I had used them in my teaching before occasionally. And I just, this is it. This is the answer. I can play with these to my heart's content. I can illustrate whatever I want to illustrate. I can do it in a way which is funny, which makes me laugh, which I enjoy. And hopefully other people will enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. Perfect, thank you so much. So question two, what was your first experience using Lego bricks as a learning tool? You mentioned you used them in the classroom before, but why Lego? What was it that kind of, what was your first experience using it?
Yeah, so I have used it occasionally in the classroom. I haven't used it as often as I may have liked, just because if it's a face-to-face classroom, the quantity of Lego you need is quite impressive. And yeah, if it's an online classroom, obviously the person on the other side also needs to have access to bricks, or it helps if they do.
Yes.
I like it for two reasons. I like it because it's bright, it's colourful, it's simple. It's a great visual way of illustrating things. So simply with bricks, parts of speech, so subject and verb can be illustrated like that with bricks. Or also more complicated grammatical structures can also be talked through by, for example, if I wanted to teach passive voice, I might do it through saying what was done or what were the steps that were followed to do a certain mini build or something like that. So I've used it in that way in the classroom. It's a great way of kind of physically illustrating the building blocks of a language.
Perfect. It kind of links into my next question. So why does Lego engage learners? What is it about the Lego brick that kind of makes it so easy to teach with? I know for me personally, it's one of those tools where you get a box of Lego, everyone gets super excited, and you engage them straight away.
It's physical. It's kinetic. We're engaging a different part of our brain. So, there are many different ways in which we learn. We all have a balance of them. But to be able to do something physical, either just to occupy your hands whilst you're learning or to actually help you with that learning, I think is an excellent addition. And it's relatable and it's fun. And everybody has fond memories of it. Obviously, I use it with adults, and it's just, you know, if you bring out some Lego in a classroom, everybody wants to play. Ourselves back to our childhood, and obviously using it with kids, they still have that need and want to play as they learn as well.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I always teach to our teachers on my training courses is, if you build something with Lego, you're going to remember it because you used your hands and you made something physical, rather than seeing a picture or someone just telling you a fact. You have made it yourself. You've made the learning experience personal.
Yeah.
So you're going to remember that a lot more. And with Lego, they can then inspire and aspire to build things when they get back home. They'll go, I made that in the classroom. I was so excited when I made it. I'm going to go back home, build it again, show my parents and show them what I've learned. And then they're teaching other people using what they've learned, which is a fantastic tool.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So I'm on your Instagram now. I've been scrolling through, seeing all the different posts. Obviously, I've been a fan of your channel for a long time, probably one of the earliest accounts that I actually started following. What is your favourite post on your channel so far and why? So I'll try and find it as you...
Yeah, it's almost impossible for me to choose, honestly. There have been some which have made me laugh, but perhaps haven't been the best photo. And there have been some which I've liked the teaching point, but again, and there have been some where the photo has been fantastic. So it's been so hard for me to choose. I knew you were going to ask me the question. My favourite posts to do are my tongue twisters, which I do through Reels.
Yeah.
I do them every Friday, and I love teaching pronunciation. It's one of my favourite things to teach. I think it's so fun to focus on the physical side of language learning. People think about it as a kind of written skill or more of a mental skill, but actually yeah. There's a lot of physical skill required as well. And it's fun to make your body do things it doesn't normally do.
Yeah. So the last post on the top of your page now. Just trying to find which one it is. You just remind me
last week was Six Sticky Skeletons Halloween.
Aha, found it. Yeah. So Spooky Friday Fun. This one is for the short vowels I, E, and schwa, which is fantastic. Yes. So I just love the creativity that you come up with. I don't know how you come up with so many ideas. And obviously, having the teacher aspect within your career is a huge part of that. But they're being able to post daily content with new ideas and new minifigures. Obviously, you have a lot of minifigures.
We have a lot of minifigures.
Me
too. I'm a bit of an eBay fiend.
Fantastic. Do you do builds as well, or is it just the minifigures that you kind of focus on?
If I do builds, I do builds whilst I'm playing with my son. Now, he's much, much better builder than I am. He's 7 and he's been building Lego with his dad, who is an extremely good builder, for several years now. So they are the master builders in this house. I will play around and I'll do something very kind of haphazard and creative, but I don't know the techniques. I haven't ever taken time to learn them. I'd love to, but you know, I think we'd need even more bricks.
So for example,
I'm not sure our house can take them.
So there's two posts ahead, Double Double Toil and Trouble. There's a lovely vignette. Who built that scene?
I built that scene. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you can
love
build.
I doing things like that. But I'm a novice. I'm definitely a novice.
Certainly better than what I could do. With little I love instructions, and I'm a stickler to the rules with Lego sets.
Yeah,
once I've built it once, I'll then rebuild it. But I couldn't just build something freehand like that. It's a very good skill that you've got. Which leads me on to sort of the final question and kind of what you need to do a channel like yours. What advice would you give to someone who's kind of starting off completely fresh with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, using Lego as an expression, as a medium? What would you say to someone who's starting off?
Just do something that you love. As you said, it's quite hard work. I mean, it doesn't feel like hard work. But to build a channel, you need to post regularly. You need to be engaged with the community if you want your channel to build. And you need to love it, because if you don't love it, you'll quickly get dejected and get disheartened. And what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
do something you love. And I would say, if you can, find an angle, find something which is new. I didn't actually intend to have a Lego follower base. I intended to have an English language learning follower base. It so happens that the two have crossed over and come together, and I love it.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic to have both passions together.
Correct. Yeah, and the Lego community and the teacher community are so closely linked as well. So it's like, I know a lot of teachers that use Lego in their classroom. They are avid followers of both Mike and your kind. I see them liking the same content that I do. And it's just, as soon as it's a minifigure, as soon as it's Lego, it engages even a non-English speaker, because it's not locked by region, Lego. Yes. The great example is like Mr. Bean over in Bulgaria is very popular because he doesn't say anything. It's all physical and visual. You can relate to it on any level, which is exactly the same with Lego.
Exactly.
So fantastic way of using it. I love your work. I know I'm constantly sharing your stories and stuff.
Please do.
So that's it for the interview. So everyone can see on the page. So it's English Brick by Brick is the Instagram channel. If you've got any questions or comments, just post them below. Send them to me. Send them to Tamsin, and we'll be sure to help as much as we can. Tamsin, anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing at all. Thank you very much for your time.